This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters Tuesday at the White House addressing the partial government shutdown. The Associated Press's Sagar Meghani reports.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples, the president spoke in the Oval Office after offering holiday greetings via video conference to U.S. troops stationed around the globe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Indonesian disaster management officials say the death toll from a Saturday's tsunami that struck parts of the west coast of Java now stands at 429 people. More than 1,400 were injured after the wave struck, destroying more than 1,000 buildings. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, says the international community needs to do more.
To provide medical supplies, to provide shelter and so on, because of course these tsunamis don't just cause loss of life, they cause loss of habitat, they cause loss of houses, people are effectively stranded in the open.
Authorities say more than 120 people are still missing in the coastal areas. The tsunami was caused by volcanic activity underwater. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amateur video on social media showed a large crowd of protesters in the Sudanese capital Khartoum on Tuesday, demonstrating against economic conditions and calling for the president to step down, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A large crowd of protesters chanted slogans against Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir Tuesday in the capital Khartoum, not far from the presidential palace. A group of political parties and labor unions had urged their supporters to turn out and called on Bashir to step down. Bashir blasted his opponents, saying they're being manipulated by outside parties. He says that his supporters will only submit to the dictates of God, and he thanks the crowd for its zeal in turning out to welcome and support him against what he called traitors, agents, vandals, and mercenaries of outside parties. Edward Uranian for